الرحيم. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. He is successful who purifies himself and remembers the name of his Rabb and reads Salah. But you prefer the life of the world, although the Akhirah is far better and everlasting. Note, the ulama have given different meanings of the statement purifies himself. Many of them say that it means giving sadaqah at the end of Ramadan, which is called sadaqatul fitr, while some of them give it a general meaning. Sa'id bin Jubair rahimahullah says that it means purifying oneself of the harms of this halal wealth by paying zakat. Qatada rahimahullah says that person is successful who has pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by spending his wealth. Abu al-Ahwas rahimahullah says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy on a person who gives sadaqah and then reads salah. He then read the above ayah. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, when a person wants to read salah, it will be better for him to give something as sadaqah before doing so. He then recited this ayah. Al-Fajr rahimahullah says that he once asked Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu to recite to him Surah A'la. He began to recite it, and when he came to the ayat, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, meaning, but you prefer the life of this world, he stopped in the middle of his recitation and said, we have chosen this life to the akhirah. People sat listening quietly. He then again said, we have chosen this life because we have seen the beauty and decorations of the world, its woman, its food, and its drinks. While the things of the akhirah have been hidden from us, we are busy in what is before us, forgetful of what we have been promised in the akhirah. Qatada rahimahullah said that everybody is busy in worldly activities except those who Allah Ta'ala protects, even though the akhirah is much more valuable and everlasting. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the kalima la ilaha illallah saves people from the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as long as they do not prefer their worldly needs over their deen. But when they begin to do so, the kalima la ilaha illallah is returned to them and they are told, you are speaking a lie. Allah Ta'ala give us.